A lot to get to on this edition of the Wenatchee Apple Sox podcast. Thanks again for being with us. I'm Joel Norman. And first of all, happy MLB opening day. Major League Baseball getting set to begin its season here today. If you are tuning in on March 28th, the day that this is being released, I hope you're as excited as I am for the Major League Baseball season to get going. And I guess we can start on that note. For the Apple Sox, big news coming up. We're going to continue with our roster additions here this week with six more players coming to the team. But I suppose it's at least worth mentioning with today being MLB's opening day. Granted, it did technically begin last week, but every team is in action here today in the U.S. after a couple of games last week in South Korea. But the exciting news in that regard being four former Apple Sox players have cracked MLB opening day rosters. Really exciting to see that. So some familiar names that you might be able to keep an eye on across the Major League season. Griffin Canning doing so with the Los Angeles Angels, his fifth season in majors, all of which have been played there. Marco Gonzalez, a guy who most people remember as a Seattle Mariner, was traded to the Atlanta Braves and then traded to the Pittsburgh Pirates this offseason. No complaints from me. I'm a big Pirates fan, so nice to see him with my team, the 2010 West Coast League champion, beginning his 10th season in the big leagues. Other two players who are appearing on their MLB team's opening day roster, Drew Rasmussen. This is a guy who's gotten a lot of acclaim from a lot of different pitching accounts, maybe on social media the last couple of years, and rightly so. A guy who, when he stays healthy, is filthy, and is kind of one of those many arms that the Tampa Bay Rays seem to churn out. 2.97 ERA for him in his first four MLB seasons. Just 8 appearances last year before some arm troubles, but looking to get back together a full healthy season here this year. And then finally, of course, Michael Tolia, the 2016 WCL MVP with the Apple Sox. He's on the Colorado Rockies opening day roster. This is the first time that he has done that as he will begin his third major league season. So that's the four players who are beginning this season on an MLB opening day active roster. Really cool to see that. There were 10 different former Apple Sox players to appear in the major leagues last year. 21 Apple Sox alums have made it to Major League Baseball since the Apple Sox began play in 2000. And of course, as always, if you're interested in learning more about the Apple Sox to the Major League Baseball pipeline, you can learn more about that at applesox.com/applesox-in-the-pros. Or you can just maybe simplify things a little bit, go under our About tab on the main page, and then go down to Apple Sox and the Pros. But either way, very exciting news, so congratulations to Griffin Canning, Marco Gonzalez, Drew Rasmussen, and Michael Tolia. As I mentioned, much to talk about here on this podcast. In a little bit, we're going to hear from former Apple Sox head coach Ed Nags a little bit more about his opening day run, which is getting closer and closer to beginning. He had a chance to talk with Dan Kuntz of NCW Life earlier this week. Really good interview between them. You'll hear a little bit of that later on in the podcast. But before we do that, I suppose we ought to start with this week's roster additions for the Apple Sox. Six players coming to this team who all hail from in-state colleges. Most of them are already at their college. A couple of them are going to be incoming freshmen in the fall after the summer season. So getting their first real taste of college action coming up at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium with the Apple Sox beginning in June. Let's take a look at the six players this week. We're going to begin with one who's a local name, Carson Bozal, a local product, graduated from Okanagan High School last spring, and is currently in his freshman year at Spokane Falls Community College. He has appeared in 4 games for the Sasquatch, got off to a good start, didn't allow any runs over his first 5 1/3 innings that he appeared in, spanning 2 games. The next 2 ones were a little bit trickier. He surrendered 3 runs in 3 innings in his 3rd appearance of the bump, before allowing 5 runs in his 4th outing. Let's hear from the head coach of the Apple Sox, Mitch Darlington, about the addition of Carson Bozal.
Another local player that we are going to bring in this summer is Carson Bozal. Carson is a Brewster graduate. He's currently at Spokane Falls Community College. He's in his freshman year. And, you know, it's always nice to have those local guys, you know, that are talented enough to come play for us in the summer. And Carson is just that. You know, he's got an upper 80s, low 90s fastball, has a good breaking pitch as well as a changeup, and You know, he's thrown some really good innings so far in his freshman year at Spokane Falls. So I think a guy that potentially is going to be a Division I arm, you know, whether it be this summer, whether it be next summer, you know, a guy that's going to get a lot of attention from some good schools. So, you know, Spokane Falls always has good arms, always is developing and sending us good guys. So it was a no-brainer for us to have a local kid that definitely is talented enough to be here. And we expect Carson to get some significant innings for us this summer.
A few incoming freshmen being added to the Apple Sox this week, and the first one we're going to touch on is Micah Bujicic, who will be a freshman at Washington this fall after he completes his senior year at Stella Coombe High School. He shined as a two-way player last year, a .432 batting average in 15 games, while also recording a .281 ERA in 8 appearances, as he would eventually help Stella Coombe make it to the 2A state tournament. He was ranked the number 20 overall player and number 4 right-handed pitcher in Washington by Perfect Game in their preseason rankings. And here's a little bit of what head coach Mitch Darlington is expecting from Micah Bujicic this season.
Another Washington Husky that we are excited to bring in here this summer is Micah Bujicic. Micah will be a 24 grad, so he'll be an incoming freshman at the University of Washington this fall. You know, Micah is a really talented arm, you know, upper 80s, low 90s fastball, good breaking pitch, you know, and I think he's a guy that can step right in here and compete to get some significant innings for us this summer. So, you know, it's hard when you don't know a lot about these incoming freshmen, but, you know, you're taking the word of their coaches, their college coaches, and I know UW's really high on them. And excited about what he's going to do for them. So we expect him to come in here and see quite a few innings and be a significant role for us.
The third addition we're talking about this week comes from the Washington State Cougars, and it's Max Hartman, a guy who is familiar with playing in the West Coast League. Last season did so with a rival squad in the Bellingham Bells, switching his allegiance up here this summer. Now, he played in 38 games of the Bells last year, kind of in and out of the lineup. All told, he hit .193 in that time prior to his sophomore year at Washington State. Had a six-game hitting streak from July 4th through 12th and hit .318 during that hitting streak. The St. Albert, Alberta native is off to a really strong start in his second season with the Cougs. He recorded a hit in each of his first 10 games. Hartman also recorded back-to-back three-hit games with 5 total RBI and a doubleheader against Rhode Island on March 2nd, and he has 10 multi-hit games so far. His .351 batting average as of March 28th and prior to this weekend's action is third best on the Cougs, and he has batted leadoff in each of their last 16 games. That ability to bat in the leadoff spot in the order is something Mitch Darlington is really excited about adding him to the Apple Sox this summer.
Next player that we are excited to bring in this summer is Max Hartman. Max is a left-handed hitter from Washington State University. He's been their everyday leadoff guy this spring season. So a guy that we kind of see that same role for him when he shows up here in Wenatchee. Good speed at the top of the order and brings a little bit of juice as well. And, you know, if you know our park, it's kind of a jet stream out to right field. So having a left-handed bat that's going to get a ton of ABs for you in the summer is always a good thing. So excited to see what Max is going to do in our outfield. You know, runs really well, really athletic kid. Played for the Bells last summer. So, you know, getting him switched over to the Apple Sox and in our uniform is always a good thing. So excited to have Max with us.
The second of three incoming freshmen that we wanted to talk about this week, and welcome to the Apple Sox, is Matthew Henning, heading to Washington this fall, playing for the Apple Sox before then heading off to college. He's a two-time Perfect Game West Region All-American honoree and is in his senior year at West Seattle High School. Ranked the number 6 overall player and number 2 outfielder in Washington in Perfect Game's rankings last November, BVM Sports ranked Henning the 8th best prospect in-state in the class of 2024 after he hit .298 with 8 extra base hits and 18 RBI as a junior last spring to help lead West Seattle to the semifinals of the 3A state tournament. Two-way player with a lot of potential, hard to not love a guy like that in the summer. Let's hear more from the head coach of the Sox, Mitch Darlington.
A position player that, you know, could end up being a two-way guy this summer for us, and even at the next level, is Matthew Henning. Matthew is a incoming freshman at the University of Washington. He's an outfielder and a right-handed pitcher. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, UW's going to bring him in as a true two-way guy. So that'll kind of be the plan for us as well this summer, is to see what he's like on the bump as well as in the outfield. You know, Matthew's a guy that runs really well, really, really good athlete, and has some power. So I expect some big things from Matthew. I think he's arriving in early July, so he'll be a second-half player for us. But I think our fans are really going to like Matthew Henning. I think we're going to see him on the bump as well as out in the outfield, and potentially doing a little bit of both, you know, throughout the summer. So should be a really exciting athlete to have with us this summer.
The 2024 Wenatchee Apple Sox season begins on May 31st with a 6:35 p.m. game against the Port Angeles Lefties. Spend your summer soaking up the sun at the ballpark and watching some of the top college baseball players in the country. The season lasts until mid-August, and the Apple Sox are looking to make a third consecutive postseason appearance this season. Secure your tickets now by heading to applesox.com or by calling 509-665-6900. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. Another NWAC arm who's coming to the Apple Sox this summer is going to be Tyson Rutherford. He's in his second year of college baseball right now, and at his second school, began his college career at Yakima Valley last year before transferring to Spokane this season. He was a starter all throughout his tenure with Yakima Valley College. 13 games he pitched in, all of them starts, and he had a 3.79 ERA with 70 strikeouts to just 30 walks over 73 and two-thirds innings with the Yaks. He's only made one appearance this spring. Again, that might change this coming weekend. That was back a few weeks ago, on allowing three runs, struck out eight, and only walked one in 4 2/3 innings for the Sasquatch. Nice to get the NWAC arms. Those are guys who are hungry over the course of the summer. Coach Darlington expecting that to be the case as he tries to pursue a Division I commitment.
A right-handed pitcher that we're really excited to bring in this summer is Tyson Rutherford. Tyson is at Spokane Falls Community College. Last year, he pitched for Yakima Valley Community College. A guy that, you know, is mid to upper 80s fastball and just a really, really nasty breaking ball that gets a lot of swing and misses. So, you know, Tyson will have a chance to compete to try to get into our rotation, you know, especially early on. You know, the NWAC guys were able to show up from the first day. So, you know, may see him get a start or two early on. But a really talented arm, a kid that we're really excited about. I think he's going to get a ton of innings for us this summer, you know, and whether he's committed or not by then, I think there'll be numerous schools that are really on Tyson this summer to come out here and see him pitch. You know, last spring with Yakima, I think his K per nine was in the double digits, so struck out a bunch of people, you know, logged a bunch of innings, and a guy that's going to be a really talented and good arm for us this summer.
Our last player to welcome to the Apple Sox this week is our third incoming freshman of this roster release, and it's Glacier Park High School southpaw Karsten Swaim, who's in his senior year before heading to Gonzaga this fall. He recorded a 1.47 ERA while opponents hit just 0.82 against him over 19 innings last spring, as he was able to earn first-team All-Wesco 4A and first-team All-Area Snohomish County. Swaim hit .479 with a .545 on-base percentage and a 1.191 on-base plus slugging percentage while also driving in 17 runs. He also earned a 2022-23 Northwest Scout Game selection and a 2023 Area Code selection from the Kansas City Royals. Here's more from Apple Sox head coach Mitch Darlington on Karsten Swaim.
A player that I'm really excited to announce this week is left-handed pitcher Karsten Swaim. Karsten is a Gonzaga commit. He'll be an incoming freshman for us. We're really excited about him. Big-bodied left-handed pitcher. Good velo on his fastball, sitting 90s, touching 92s at times. And then a really good breaking pitch to pair with that as well. So I think he's a kid that's polished beyond his years. You know, he's going to be a young arm in this league, obviously, but we expect a big role for him this summer. We expect him to come right in and step into either a rotation role or, you know, a lefty that's going to get us out of a tough situation, out of the bullpen. So really excited about Karsten and excited to keep the Zag connection going as well.
So those are this week's roster additions to the Apple Sox. And again, the focus this week was on guys who are coming to the team from in-state, whether it's a Division I player or guys who are coming from the junior college level as well. And a lot of these guys, different times, you're kind of hearing from Coach Darlington on some of them, different times of the year that they're going to come in. You hear the NWAC guys are always in early on, really help to fill some of those holes in the roster, maybe earn a full season spot. Other guys, maybe just depending on their usage in the spring, arrive with a team later on or start early on and then get shut down a little bit earlier. If you're a fan of summer baseball, especially West Coast League baseball, you're familiar with how the roster fluctuates over the course of the summer. And if you're not, maybe this is your first season coming to follow the Apple Sox or West Coast League play, get ready. Because it's easy to see how crazy things can change with a roster pretty much in early June and in late July. You see a lot of guys coming in over the course of those first few weeks of June. Late July, early August, you see a lot of them really begin to depart, really quickly. So that's what this is here for. We're trying to introduce you to as many of these names as we can over the course of this podcast so that hopefully when some of these guys come in randomly over the course of the summer, you feel like you know enough about them already. So if you'd like to read more, of course, about these guys, make sure to head over to applesox.com and read our recent press release on them. As mentioned, though, I wanted to play a little bit of Dan Kuntz's discussion with Ed Nags from earlier this week. Dan Kuntz with the NCW Life, really nice feature that they did with him on Wake Up Wenatchee Valley earlier this week. Ed Nags, the former head coach of the Apple Sox from 2001 to 2014, a six-time league champion, five of those titles in the West Coast League, you know, the best winning head coach in Apple Sox history and kind of the standard for what the Sox are trying to get back to, as they have not won a title since 2012, but looking to get back into that here this season as Mitch Darlington begins his third season at the helm. But he's doing a heck of a thing this year. If you caught our previous podcast about his opening day run, something he's doing to try and raise some awareness for a couple of great organizations and really help improve mental health for those who maybe they haven't taken the steps yet to really seek mental help or maybe don't realize that they need some help as well. And Coach Nag's doing an awesome thing. He's currently obviously working for Corvallis as their associate head coach, and this is a neat little project he's doing to tie together two towns that have really big significance for him in terms of baseball in Wenatchee and Corvallis. Here's a little bit of his chat earlier this week with Dan Kuntz of Wake Up Wenatchee Valley on the NCW Live channel.
Welcome back to the program. We're here at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium. So we're at a baseball diamond. We got a baseball legend to my immediate left. You're thinking, okay, we're going to talk a little baseball with Ed Nags. Well, we're going to talk a little baseball with Ed Nags. That's down the road, but that's not really why we're here. Ed Nags is going to do something really, really cool for a really, really good cause. It's close to Ed's heart. First of all, Ed Nags, everybody, former Apple Sox coach, Wenatchee High School baseball coach. Now he assists with Corvallis in the West Coast League in the summertime. I haven't seen you. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. No complaints, as do you. It's great to be back here and certainly beyond this facility, spending so much time here, but, you know, a great day. And, it's good to be with you on a baseball
team. You lived in Wenatchee Valley a long time, but you're a California native and you've been really mobile lately. Do you miss Wenatchee much? We don't get to see you much anymore.
Correct. I miss it a ton. Yeah, I mean, I spent most of my adult life here and so, you know, raised the kids here, you know, and coached and taught, and I do love it here. Just not the time to be living here for me right now, but I've been back visiting a lot, see the kids and come back and do stuff like this. So, and then I've had a couple opportunities to be back here coaching, so that's been fun. But it looks like we don't this year for some reason in the schedule.
Yeah, we don't play Corvallis this year, but you always got a big hand whenever you were introduced or came out to coach third base after when you were with Corvallis.
And maybe they're glad to see I was gone and it's somebody new. No, it's been special. Yeah, those days to come back and be on this field, it was special. No
People
doubt.
Are saying, man, Ed looks good. And there's a reason Ed looks good. He's been running his butt off. He's been in training for something that I think is fantastic. You starting May 1st are going to slap on the running shoes, I'm assuming a new pair, and you're going to run from Wenatchee, Washington to Corvallis, Oregon. You're going to run the whole route. 419 miles.
419 miles it is, yes.
First of all, and we'll tell you why in just a minute, how's the training going? You ran the LA Marathon, was it?
I did. That was
St. on... St. Paddy's Day?
Yeah, St. Paddy's Day, so I did that. I did it last year. And then knowing that the opening day run was coming up in May, and I thought, you know, what should I be doing? And it made sense to stay on the regimen of being ready for that marathon in March, and then just do a little different training as it leads up to May 1st. But it just kept me training like I should. So,
you look great for a guy of your advanced age. let's talk about the inspiration for you to do this. It's a personal story, and if I get too close, Ed, let me know. But you got involved with the organization that's going to be benefiting your run in a personal way. Talk about that.
Well, there's two organizations that the opening day run will benefit. The first one is Trillium Family Services, which is an organization that out of Oregon that helps adolescents and their families deal with their mental and behavioral health and just all those things that might entail. And I was introduced to them because my son Corey spent time there, spent over like a month and a half there years ago.
Changed his life.
Yeah, he would tell you if you asked him today that saved his life. Yeah, he didn't think he was gonna graduate from high school when he was young. This is his sophomore year in high school and struggling with anxiety and depression and just mental health issues that so many adolescents are. And so we were fortunate after a stay in Seattle Children's the summer before, where they told us that we should look for more of a residential type treatment to help. And it happened to be in Corvallis, Oregon. I wasn't coaching there then, but that's where Corey ended up going. And like you say, it changed his life. And I've always wanted to do something to help them. I haven't been someone that's been able to just write a check and really help an organization. I thought I could use this platform here of baseball, the Northwest, the West Coast League, and try and do something to help them out. That would be organization one. And organization two, which is familiar to many around here, which is Only 7 Seconds. You know, their home is in Chelan. I mean, they're where Trillium works in the state of Oregon, Only 7 Seconds, I mean, they're working worldwide.
That's a significant organization doing great work.
Yeah, I mean, and they're trying to basically eliminate loneliness. And that they're trying to stop that epidemic that is so prevalent in society and here in the United States. And I came across them after I learned about them 3 years ago after one of our former Apple Sox families, the Gebers family, John and his wife Nikki, you know, lost their son to suicide. And you want to help, what can I do? And the family had come out and said, if you would like to do something in Cade's name, please donate to Only 7 Seconds. I'd never heard of them, and they were a young organization, but so I looked into them, and I didn't care at the time. I donated, but then as I got to know more and more about them, that became an organization. I thought, you know, that is someone that I can, you know, get behind. And then, you know, it wasn't until, well, about a year and a half ago where I really, because I've had this idea of doing this run for quite some time, but it all came to me that I knew exactly why I wanted to do that run, other than something that was kind of difficult and silly to do and see if I could do it and drum up some excitement for the West Coast League season. But I thought, you know, really, why would you do something like that? But those two organizations, one that is paired with the Apple Sox, because Only 7 Seconds and the Apple Sox work together during the year. And then down in Corvallis, we do different events and things with the Trillium Family Services, as it turns out. So that's neat. And so I thought, I want to do everything I can to get money and awareness, certainly for adolescent mental health, but and get finances to those two groups to do the work, the great work that they do.
If you'd like to hear more of the chat between Dan and Ed, you can check it out on ncwlife.com. We've also recently shared that on our Facebook and Twitter accounts for the Apple Sox, so you can just head back a couple of posts and you'll find those posts of that and shared it on Wednesday evening in case you weren't able to. So I really encourage you to listen to the full chat. Really fun discussion. And again, please donate if you are able to do so at openingdayrun.com. You can also learn much more about Coach Nags's crazy running journey he's about to go on here real soon at the start of May. So that's it for this edition of the Apple Sox podcast. We will be back with another edition of our roster release next week, and we look forward to talking to you then. Please subscribe to this podcast if you do not already. It gives us a good idea of what kind of fan base we've got for these. Please feel free to give us a good review as well so we know if you are liking or not liking maybe the content we're putting out. Always open to ideas if you'd like to comment either on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or over on our social media pages for any upcoming podcast ideas that you might have. Once again, I'm Joel Norman. For more information on the Apple Sox, please check them out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, or head over to our website at applesox.com.